and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a fun again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Shine, girls.
I'm up, Jack. I'm up.
Prove it, Janet. Knock on the other side of this door.
Oh, Jack, please. I'm out of bed, honestly.
Well, that's a very sexy nighty, Janet.
What?
And I never noticed that dimple before.
What? Jack, come on! Janet! Chrissy, Jack can see into our bedroom. He can, huh? Chrissy, come on, no!
Okay, Chrissy, if you keep wearing that, you're gonna catch a nasty chest cold.
Oh, Jack?
Yeah?
How many fingers am I holding up?
Shame on you, Janet. I thought you were a lady.
You can't see a thing, Jack.
Too true, but breakfast is ready. Come and get it.
Oh, good. I could use some coffee. What time is it? 7:30. Chrissy, your alarm didn't go off. Oh, it never does by itself. You have to shake it first. Oh. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, little Chrissy.
What was that?
Janet!
Oh, Jack, please, you've got to help me. I need you.
In front of Chrissy?
Oh, Jack. In our bedroom. It ran right across my foot. A mouse.
Janet, wait a second. Sit down.
Oh, Jack.
Janet, let go. Ow. Are you sure it was a mouse?
Oh, yes, Jack. It squeaked. Well, don't just stand there, Jack. Go oil it. Chrissy, come on. This is very serious.
All right, everybody. Relax. I'll take care of it.
What are you going to do? Cook it? I'll get it. No, Chrissy, don't leave me. Janet! Chrissy, listen to me. This thing could come running out across the floor or something. Janet, it's not after you. It wants our food. Food attracts pests.
Hi, can I borrow some milk?
I see what you mean.
Just that I'll put in my coffee, which I'm also going to have to borrow.
Oh, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, Jack, any luck?
No, Jen, I'm sorry. If he's in there, I can't find him.
You lost a guy in your bedroom?
Larry, a mouse. Jack was looking for a mouse in my bedroom.
Well, no, no problem. There's one up in my place. I was chasing it this morning. You can have it.
Larry, this could be the same mouse. Mine was dark brown. What was yours?
It doesn't matter, Janet. I think mice are colorblind.
Maybe that'll make sense after my coffee. Later.
Bye, Larry. Listen, girls, I don't want breakfast to burn.
Jack?
Huh?
Did you see where it went?
What?
The mouse.
Oh, the mouse. Oh, I hate to tell you this, Janet.
What?
But there's a little hole in the baseboard right by your bed.
Oh, Jack. Do you think that maybe that mouse lives in the little hole right by my bed?
Well, Janet, I'm not sure. You know, I didn't see a nameplate outside.
Janet, would you calm down? It's just a teeny little mouse.
Come on, Chrissy, don't give me that. Don't tell me that you're not really scared of this thing.
I'm not.
I was practically raised on my grandfather's farm. He had lots of mice.
And lots of teeny milking stools.
Weep, 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 weep. Well,
thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Anytime.
Janet, don't worry. I'll tell you what. I will buy a mouse trap after class.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Anything to make you stop walking on the furniture.
Aren't you finished paying the bills yet?
No. You better start explaining this one. $45 for a nightgown?
That's right.
Who was in it? Raquel Welch?
It happens to be a very beautiful nightgown, Stanley. I wore it to bed last night.
That was it? For $45, you could at least buy something that I can't see through.
I'll be in the kitchen, Stanley. When you're in a good mood, you just let me know.
Why?
Because I have a surprise for you.
I'm in a good mood, see?
Okay, my mother's coming to stay for a week.
Over my dead body.
Let's leave our sex life out of this. It's Mama's turn, Stanley. We went to her house last year.
Yeah, and I spent the whole week working on her plumbing. She stuck a plunger in my hand before I even got out of the car.
She didn't want you to be lonely. She's coming, Stanley, and that's that. Oh, hi, Janet.
Good evening, Mrs. Roper. I'm terribly sorry to interrupt, but I thought you'd like to know. We have a mouse upstairs.
Hey, that's not allowed. I told you, no pets.
Mr. Roper, I thought perhaps you might like to do something about it. This morning, this mouse was also seen in Larry's apartment.
Oh, you know, Janet, I'm really afraid of mice. I think I got it from my mother. See, my mother is absolutely terrified of mice.
Why don't you buy some mouse traps?
Listen, my mother won't even go inside of a house if she thinks it might have mice.
On the other hand, why be cruel to a little mouse?
Thank you for your help.
Stanley!
Of course, your mother's not going to come here now. I mean, now that we're overrun with giant mice.
Just one little mouse.
Nobody has mouse. People have mice.
Maybe if we didn't tell Mama.
No, I wouldn't feel right about not telling. It's a shame. It looks like we're going to have to cancel Mom.
Okay, now watch this.
Sorry, Mickey.
Jack.
Yeah?
How long do you think it's going to take to catch this thing?
Well, that depends on whether he goes quietly or not.
Well, I'll tell you, I have no intention of sleeping in my room until he's gone.
Oh, Janet, I don't blame you. I'll tell you what. You can sleep in my bed.
Why, Jack, thank you. But where will you sleep?
Huh?
Oh. Well, you know, I mean, if you're sleeping in my bed, I mean, mice don't bother me, so, you know, I can sleep in your bed. Well, that's settled.
Hold it, Jack.
Huh?
You're not sleeping in the same bedroom with me.
Still don't trust yourself, huh, Chrissy? Why don't we discuss this over a cup of coffee?
Oh, we can't.
Why not?
Because Larry borrowed our coffee this morning.
Well, I'll go get it. In the meantime, don't move, don't make a decision, and above all, don't go to bed.
Excuse me. I'll be right back. Try to remember where my lips were, Debbie.
Diane.
Jack, what do you want?
Our coffee.
And now? Can I bring it to you tomorrow? Or to...
No, I want it right. I'm sorry. I didn't, I just came to button up my coffee. I mean, to,
This is Donna.
Diane.
Hi. I'm very charming to meet you. This is Jack. He won't be staying.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you in the same business as Reginald?
Reginald? Who's Reg? Oh, Reginald. Oh, sure. Yeah. Same business?
No, as a matter of fact, Jack is not a talent scout for MGM.
Oh. No. No one can spot talent like old Reggie here.
Yeah. Here you are. Too bad you have to go.
Oh. Yeah. Well, nice meeting you, Denise.
Dorothy.
Diane.
Diane.
Sorry, Larry.
Reginald.
You see what I mean, Chris? It would be silly for me to sleep on the sofa when there's a perfectly good bed in your room. You can even lock the door if you want.
Oh, okay. But you'd be inside.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's just a technicality.
Oh, come on, Jack, you don't fool me.
Now, just a sec. Chrissy, we're not finished. Will you wait a second?
Good night, Jack. I am going to sleep alone.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah?
Thank you so much for giving me your room.
Well, it looks like it's you and me.
Oh, Jack? Would you come here for a minute?
Yeah.
You can have my pillow. Good morning, Jack. Time to get up. Get up, Jack.
My leg.
What's
my
the
leg.
Matter?
It fell asleep. It's the only part of me that did, though. Oh, now the needles. Now the needles.
Oh, was the couch really that uncomfortable?
I'll let you know as soon as my stiff neck goes away.
Oh, gee. Oh. The mousetrap's still empty.
I don't care, Chrissy. I can't take this sofa anymore. I gotta have a bed.
Well, we'll see.
What do you mean?
Well, I do feel a little guilty.
You do? Oh, my knee, Chrissy. My back. All the pain.
I guess you could have slept on Janet's bed.
Well, it's still not too late. I can sleep there tonight.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I can't ask for more than that. Yet.
Good morning, Jack.
Hi.
Did you catch that mouse?
Not yet.
Do you mean it's still loose and running around somewhere? I wonder where it was last night.
Probably slept over at its girlfriend's house.
Hi, Jack. Hi. Can I borrow a piece of bread?
Oh, Larry,
no,
come
no, hold on a second.
Morning.
Wait, whoa, one sec. I'm getting paid today. I never will borrow anything again, I promise.
One piece of bread, right?
Right.
All right.
Okay. I don't want to put you in any trouble.
Larry, it's no trouble.
Would marmalade be any trouble?
Chrissy, Mr. Mooch is back.
Hey, Larry. How'd you make out with that...
What's her name?
Yeah.
Struck out.
Are you kidding? You had her all set up. The only question left was who gets the pillow.
I know. Everything was going great. And then she saw that stupid mouse of yours.
Oh, so that's where it went.
Yeah, she got hysterical. I had to slap her in the face. She slapped me back. It kind of spoiled the mood.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, well, at least I got the little pest.
You killed it?
Oh, it's dead, all right.
Shh, Larry, not so loud. Listen, Larry, do me a favor. I don't want Janet and Chrissy to hear about this. You know, I want them to think that the mouse is still alive.
Why?
Here you go, Larry.
Oh, thanks. Later. Oh, and Jack, about that favor you just asked of me, don't you worry. Mum's the word.
Mum's the word for what?
Chrysanthemums. Don't you know anything?
Thank you.
it's about your visit. I'm afraid I have bad news. There's a mouse in the house. No, I don't mean Stanley. No, I know, Mama.
Oh, Larry, don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Roper. Have a nice day.
Wait a minute. Is that mouse still upstairs?
Oh, no. I killed it last night.
Shh. Listen, do me a favor, will you? Don't mention anything about killing that mouse to Mrs. Roper, because I want her to think the mouse is still alive.
Was this mouse somebody important?
Let me put it this way. If that little mouse dies, I gotta spend a week with an old bat.
Oh, I know, Mama. I'm sorry, too. Oh, it is a shame. Stanley's so disappointed. Yeah, but he understands how you feel about mice. Oh, that's a good idea. We'll do that.
We'll do what?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it too, Mama. Bye-bye.
We'll do what?
We're going to her house for a week.
Not Sacramento, Helen. She's only got one bedroom. I wind up sleeping on the porch with that dog again.
Well, the dog didn't mind. Why should you?
No, we're not going, and that's it.
Yes, we are. Mama isn't young anymore. Could be now or never.
Well, I can wait till then.
Stanley, we're going.
Oh, wait. I just remembered. About the mouse?
Yeah?
Larry killed it. Honest, he just told me he killed it. Oh, the mouse is dead. Yes. Now your mother can come here.
Oh, you're not a very good liar, Stanley. So come on, let's start packing.
Why don't you ever believe me? I don't want to sleep with that dog.
That's a nice dog. He likes you.
Hey, all right.
Your turn, Chrissy. Jack, must you yawn like that?
Yawn? Did I yawn? I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
Go ahead, finish.
There, I just heard myself yawn. I'm sorry. It just came off.
I think maybe he's trying to give us a subtle hint.
Yeah, well, it is getting late.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired anyway. We'll finish up tomorrow, okay?
All right. Good night, Jack.
Good night, Janet.
Night, Chrissy.
Night, Jack.
Boy, Chrissy, you know, I sure hope I'm able to sleep tonight. Otherwise, I'll never pass those exams tomorrow.
Jack, you have exams tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. But it's okay, Chrissy. If I fail, it's just an extra year. It's only my life we're talking about. Listen, I'll go get the blankets.
Jack!
Yeah?
You can sleep in Janet's bed tonight.
Really?
Yeah. I'll sleep on the couch.
Fantastic. No, Chrissy, you don't have to do that.
Why not?
Well, because if... I'm going to level with you, Chrissy. You and I have known each other for a long time, right? Well, if you think that I'm that kind of guy who would take advantage of a situation like that, then I'm afraid that you don't think very highly of me. And it hurts, Chrissy. I'm wounded, but I'll get over it.
Well, if you promise to behave yourself, do you?
I do.
Okay. I guess it's okay.
Oh, great. I think I'll shave before I turn in. Chrissy?
Yeah?
Are you decent?
Uh-huh.
Well, here we are. Oh, that's nice and springy. Good mattress, not too firm.
Well, here we go.
Oh, Chrissy, this is so nice. Oof. Lordy, 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 lordy. Mm-hmm. Is that a good book?
What's that smell?
Smell? Me? Well, you know, my aftershave. It might be my mouthwash, could be my deodorant. But I don't think it's my hairspray. Oh, I never noticed that picture of your parents before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with your father in his minister's collar. Like he's watching. Almost guarding. It's a nice bed. Is yours this nice, Chris?
You keep your mind off my bed.
Right, sure, sorry. Well, nighty night, 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 night. Chrissy.
No, Jack.
I haven't asked you anything yet.
You don't have to. Jack, I think that maybe this is a mistake. I mean, this is the way a girl can lose a guy's respect.
Oh, no, Chrissy, no. No, I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. I think of you as a sister. Not mine, of course, but...
Jack, what can I do to get you to go to sleep?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is something.
Jack, why don't you read a book?
Oh, good idea. What page are we on?
Jack, get into bed.
I thought you'd never ask. Okay, okay.
Stepped on the mouse trap and it snapped shut on his toe.
Boy, it serves you right, Jack, for trying to sleep in our room. If I'd known you were going to try...
Janet, it was completely innocent. Why don't you girls ever trust me?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Larry.
I saw your light on, Jack? Hey, Jack, what happened?
Oh, he got his foot caught in a mouse trap.
A mouse trap?
Mm-hmm.
You still have that thing laying around? I told you I killed that mouse last night.
Larry.
You what?
Told me not to tell anybody, didn't you?
Well, look, let's let me tell you what happened. Let me tell
you. Ow!
Hey, Stanley, hurry up. Mama's expecting us this afternoon. You know, I still think we should take a plane to Sacramento.
The plane is too expensive. We're driving, and that's final.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right, you know. It'll give us a chance to see some of the countryside.
Sure, sure.
And then when we get tired, we can check in at a motel.
Oh, terrific, yeah.
And Stanley, we can get one with a water bed.
Forget the car. We're taking the plane.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.